Morning.
早安，丁。
If you'll turn with me again to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
请弟兄姊妹一同翻到哥林多前书第十五章第十节。
This is what Paul said to the Corinthian church.
这是保罗写给哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹们。
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的。
And his grace, which was towards me, has not been vain.
并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful we can gather this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们能够在基督的名底下能够聚集，我们心中是充满了感谢。
There's no greater name.
没有一个比这个名更大的。
There is no higher privilege.
没有比这个有更大的殊荣。
We can begin our week, this new day, the day the Lord that is made in your presence.
在这个礼拜的开始的第一天，我们能够在你面前聚集。
We can begin this new year saying the Lord is everything to us.
在新年的开始，我们可以说主是我们的一切。
And even as we gather for the ministry of your word, we pray you would meet us and open your word to us.
当我们在阅读你话语的时候，但愿你能够开启你的话，并且遇见我们。
We're utterly dependent on you for both speaking and hearing your word.
我们不论是传讲你的话或者听你的话，都需要你的恩典。
We say like Peter said to you,
就像保罗对你说的一样。
To whom shall we go?
除了你，我们还要跟随谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life.
因为你有永生之道。
Speak, Lord.
向我们说话。
For we wait to hear from you.
因为我们在这边等候，听你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, I think all of you know by now what our text is.
就到现在呢，我想弟兄姊妹都知道我们的主题的经文是什么。
We've been dealing with this single verse out of 1 Corinthians 15:10.
我们一直在分享的第十五章的第十节这一节经文。
This verse concerns the complete work of grace.
因为在这一节经文呢，我们能够知道神的完全的救恩。
Let me put it another way.
让我用另外一句话说。
This verse contains a universe of grace.
在这段经文里面，我们看到这个包罗万有的恩典。
This verse seems to me to be a comprehensive whole of grace.
在这里嘛，乃是把所有神的恩典都集中在一起。
And when I meditate and consider this verse,
当我来默想这个经文的时候
，all I see is grace upon grace.
我能够想到的就是圣经的一句话，恩上加恩。
As you can see, this verse is broken clearly into four sections.
你可以很清楚看到这一节圣经呢，可以分成四个部分。
We have been considering each one of those sections in a separate message.
在前面的三次的聚会中呢，我们已经看过这四个部分的一部分。
And today we come to that last.Part, that last phrase.
今天呢我们来看最后一个部分第四个部分。
It says, but not I.
他这边说到然而这原不是我。
But the grace of God which was with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
Now this is the secret of grace.
这是这个对恩典的要所认识的一个秘诀。
And this happens to be my favorite part of the verse.
这个最后一个部分呢是我最喜欢的有关这一个经文。
That first phrase, but by God's grace I am what I am was the first message.
第一个部分呢，第一个信息呢，就是然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
This was Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
And this should be our testimony.
这也应该是我们每一个人的见证。
Paul went on to show in his writings that he understood grace was our beginning and grace was our end.
在他的书信里面，他告诉我们。 我们是以神的恩开始，我们也是以神的恩做结束。
All of his letters, almost half of the New Testament,
在他所写的所有的书信，也就是整个新约圣经的一半的篇幅，
begin with grace,
都是以恩典开始的，
and they end with grace,
并且每一个书信呢，都是以神的恩做结束。
And this testimony to the Corinthian believers begins with grace,
在写给哥林多。
And ends with grace. And in that first message, we looked at Paul understood grace was everything in between.
并且在第一个信息里面，我们看到说，在起初跟末了之间呢，每一件事也都是靠着神的恩做成的。
In this life, in his life as a Christian, he understood the all-sufficient grace of God.
在他过基督徒生活的时候，他有知道说神的恩是够他用的。This
is what we just sang together, A.B. Simpson's hymn.
就是刚才我们所唱的诗歌，就是A.B. Simpson 这位弟兄所写的诗歌。In
the second message, we looked at this phrase, "Grace towards us."
我们 第二个信息呢，乃是讲到这个向着我们。
Brethren, it is such comfort to know with everything that is against us, in the end, His grace is towards us.
在所有反对抵挡我们的事物中呢，我们可以发现神的恩典一直是向着我们，也为着我们。Rather,
it's the contrary winds of life.
当我们遇到逆风的时候，在我们生命中。Rather,
it's Satan himself.
不论是撒旦自己，
rather it's the world,
或者是这世界，
rather it's sin,
或者是罪恶，
rather it's self,
或者是我们自己，
His grace is towards us.
我们发现他的恩典一直是向着我们，
and we also talked about His grace that was abundant and inexhaustible.
我们看到神的恩典是丰富的，是用不完的。
Brother Simpson in that hymn made it very clear, it's not our grace.
在那个, A.B. Simpson弟兄所写的诗歌里面，他就非常清楚，他不是我们的恩典。Your
grace is sparing and exhaustible.
我们自己的恩典呢，是有限的，是可以用完的。The
Bible tries to explain the depth of the Lord's grace.
圣经呢，想向我们描述神恩典的那个深度。Paul
tried to explain it to the Ephesian believers.
保罗想向这个以弗所的圣徒们解释这个丰富的神的恩典。Those
that he did not hold back the whole counsel of God.
他向以弗所书的圣徒呢，没有一样他不说的。Ephesians
1 verse 7, he talks about the riches of his grace.
他在以弗所书第一章第七节说到神丰富的恩典。Ephesians
2 verse 7 talks about the surpassing riches of His grace.
在第二章第七节他说到极丰富的恩典。And
they are so great.
神的恩典是何等的伟大。
That it will take all the ages for Him to display in us the surpassing riches of His grace.
神需要 许多的时代来表明他所有的那个极丰富的恩典。We
also saw another phrase in that message.
我们也在那个经文中呢，看到另外一句话。Paul
said his grace that is towards me was not in vain.
他说到这个神的恩的向着他不是徒然的。This
is the positive testimony we need of the grace of God.
我们知道我们需要这样的积极的回应神的恩典。Can
you imagine this abundant, inexhaustible grace could be in vain?
我们可以想象这个神那个极丰富并且用不完的恩典可能会是突然的吗？
We read some sobering messages, sobering verses.
我们也是读到一个让我们有提醒我们的经文。
In review, just let me repeat one.
让我们这个回想，我只用一段来提醒。Hebrews
12 verse 15.
在希伯来书第12章15节这样说。
It says, watch.
他说到，警告我们。
Lest there be anyone that is lacking the grace of God.
但又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。Our
testimony in the end that should be that this abundant, inexhaustible grace is so great that it was not in vain.
我们要最后呢，来看到神的恩典的时候，是神的恩典是极丰富呢，所以呢，我们不能让神的恩典呢突然了。Yet
we must watch.
所以我们必须要谨慎。
That we not lack the grace of God.
所以我们就不会失去神的恩典。The
third message had to do with cooperating with the grace of God.
第三个信息呢，我们说到要在神的恩典中与神同工。But
I labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。It
seems to be a strange verse.
我们刚开始读的时候，觉得这句话很奇怪。You
can't hardly talk about grace and work in one breath.
我们知道我们不能同时讲到神的恩，又讲到我们的行为。Yet
what it really means is Paul cooperated with the grace of God.
保罗这边真正要说的乃是在神的恩典中与神同工。He
allowed the grace of God to do the work in him.
他让神的恩典呢，在他里面做成恩典的工作。And
brothers and sisters, once we're saved, we're to yield ourselves to God.
当我们 得救了以后呢，我们要把我们的生命交给主。
To allow the Holy Spirit to work out that grace in us.
使圣灵能够把神的恩典住在我们的里面。
Paul discovered a tremendous secret.
保罗在里面发现一个极大的秘密。
Colossians 1 verse 29 says this.
在哥罗西书第一章的时候，他这样说。
Whereunto I also labor.
为此我也是尽心竭力。Striving,
he says.
他说我竭力。According
to his working, which works in me mightily.
照着神在我心中所运行的大能。This
is the encouragement that makes us able to cooperate with the grace of God.
这句话呢，鼓励我们呢，在神的恩典中与神同工。Yes,
we labor.
是我们格外劳苦。Yes,
we work.
是我们在服侍。But
when we yield ourselves to Him, He begins to work in us mightily.
当我们把我们自己交给神的时候，神就在我们的里面就用他的大能在运行。Otherwise,
all of our working would be to no avail.
不然的话，我们再怎么努力的工作，到最后仍然是徒然的。The
great promise of grace is He works in us mightily.
最大的应许就是神在我们的里面大能的运行。And
then we looked at this thing called the progress of grace.
我们也上次提到的在恩典中长进。There
were two secrets Paul discovered for grace to progress in his life.
保罗呢发现了。 在主里长进的两个秘密。The
Lord spoke to him directly.
我们的主呢，亲口向保罗说。The
Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
主对他说，我的恩典是够你用的。And
the Lord spoke to him directly.
是主自己亲口向他说的。And
he said, "My power is perfected in weakness."
并且主说呢。
This is how we can progress in grace. It's through His all-sufficient grace.
是靠着他那个充充足足的恩典。Paul
is the test case.
保罗是一个样品。He
is the worst case test case.
他是。 最糟的情况里的样本。That
proves His grace is all sufficient.
使神能够证明给我们看，神的恩典是够我们每一个人用的。And
Paul was the test case. He proves that it isn't our strength that we make it on.
向我们证明呢，不是靠他自己的能力能达到什么。But
he proved it was his mighty power.
乃是证明神的大能运行在他的里面。
Well, then we looked at the practice of grace, some practical matters.
然后我们也谈到这个怎样来应用神的恩典。It's
by grace through faith, the Word of God tells us.
是本乎恩，因着信。You
cannot have grace alone.
你不能够光光有神的恩典。But
these are the two hands that lay hold of the grace of God.
这个信心像那个两只手呢，能紧紧抓住神的恩典。
We also looked at this all-important admonition in Hebrews.
我们也看到在希伯来书里面，他怎样来大力的警告劝告我们。
We're exhorted to approach the throne of grace boldly.
我们呢，他鼓励我们能够坦然无惧的来到神施恩的宝座前。
And there it says, when we approach the throne of grace with boldness,
他告诉我们说，当我们来到 这个神的施恩宝座前的时候,
we will receive mercy.
我们就能够得着怜悯,
and find grace in time of need.
并且蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
And finally, the Apostle Peter's very last words to the church,
然后我们看到这个使徒彼得的最后一句话,
was to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
那是要我们在神的 主的恩典和知识上讲进,
Every day is an opportunity for us to grow in grace.
每一天呢, 都是有机会让我们能够在恩典中长进。
If you don't grow in grace, you will never understand the complete work of grace.
如果我们不在恩典中长进呢, 我们就没办法了解神那个完全的救, 恩典。
Well, that's what we've been talking about.
这是过去三个信息我们所谈到的。But
today we look at the great secret of grace.
今天呢，我们来看神恩典里的秘诀。This
is my favorite part.
这是我最喜欢的部分。I
hope you find it to be your favorite part.
我盼望呢，今天以后你也是这一部分呢，成为你最喜爱的部分。Paul
said this in concluding his thought on grace.
保罗是用这个最后一个部分来做结论。He
said, but not I.
他说, 然而这原不是我,
but the grace of God which was with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。So
we want to look at this word, not I.
我们在这里来思想这原不是我。Better
than that, we want to look at this word, but not I.
让我们来看, 然而这原不是我。
You remember my little English lesson.
你记得我昨天讲到这个英文的课程。
How important this word is, but not I.
这个小字啊, 这个然而是何等重要的一个字, 然而这原不是我。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret of grace.
我们知道这个就是, 那个恩典的秘密。
You're not the secret of grace.
你不是这个恩典的秘密。Christ
is the secret of grace.
基督才是恩典的秘密。It's
His working.
是他的工作。It's
His all-sufficient grace.
是他的那个永不尽的这个恩典。It's
His power.
是他的能力。Over
and over, Paul tried to make this point.
保罗呢，一遍又再一遍的来告诉我们这一点。And
in the grand climax, he came and stated clearly for eternity the secret, but not I.
他最后呢，在最高峰的时候呢，他向我们宣告说：“然而这原不是我。”I
remember the first time I began to see this. Years ago,
我记得几年以前呢, 我刚刚发现这一点的时候,
I was saved at February 4th, 1972. And I remember the grace of God that met me in 1972.
我记得神的恩典第一次遇见我的时候, 在1972年,
I had never experienced a moment like that in my life.
我从来没有在我生命中经历同样这件事。
The grace of God poured upon me.
神的恩典就倾倒在我的身上。
The anointing of grace fell upon me.
神的那个恩典的膏油就落在我的身上。
And I remember once being forgiven by my sins, of my sins.
我发现我的罪一次得了赦免。
And lifted into His presence in such a way to understand it was amazing grace.
让我能够被带到他的面前呢，我实在是能够经历到什么叫做奇妙的恩典。But
like every young Christian, I made a great mistake.
但是像所有刚信主的信徒一样，我做了一件错事。
I began to think now that I was saved, it was up to me to live for Christ.
因为我现在得救了，那我必须要靠我自己的努力来过基督徒生活。
And I would go through victory, through cycles of victories and abject failure.
我就在那个成功的活出基督的生活又 完全的失败的生活，这个轮圈，这个轮子中打转。
It led me to a great secret.
然后呢，我就发现这个小秘密。
This was one of my favorite times in my history with the Lord.
在我跟主的那个经历中，这是一个非常有意义的一段时间。
I remember telling brothers and sisters over and over.
我记得我不断地告诉众弟兄姊妹们。
You've probably heard me say this before.
你听过我这样讲过?
I don't think you've heard me say it this time. Thank you, 谢谢.
Okay.
That's the only Chinese I know. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. He could be preaching a completely different message. And maybe he should be. But I don't know what he's saying.
我不晓得这个翻译的人呢，他怎样翻译我的道，他可能是讲他自己的道，我也不晓得。
I remember telling people,
我记得我告诉别人说,
they say to me, the Christian life is difficult.
因为我听到人家跟我说，这个过基督徒的生活是非常困难的。
Here is the secret that I discovered.
但是我发现这个秘诀,
the Christian life is not difficult.
基督徒的生活呢，不是困难的。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督徒的生活是不可能的。
If you think the Christian life is just difficult,
如果你想到说基督徒的生活只是困难的话,
you haven't seen what the Apostle Paul is saying here.
那表示说你还没有看到保罗在这里所要讲的。
He's saying, but not I.
他说是，然而这原不是我。
Thank God for this secret of grace.
为了这个秘诀呢，我们感谢神。
I remember the first time this began to be opened to me clearly.
我记得这个秘诀向我打开的那一瞬间,
I remember reading the verse in John 3 verse 30 about John the Baptist.
我记得这个读到这个约翰福音3章30节讲到施洗约翰的时候,
and John made this one of my favorite declarations in the Word of God.
那个施洗约翰呢，做了一个我最喜欢的那个宣告。
I don't know if you remember it.
我不晓得你是不是记得。
But he said, I must decrease, he must increase.
他说到说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Brothers and sisters, like a flash of divine light, I saw it.
就像从天上来的那个光，我突然发现。
I said, Lord, you mean we don't have to live the Christian life?
难道你是要告诉我说我不需要活基督徒的生活吗?
The secret is not you living.
这个秘诀是不是你在那边活?
The secret is Christ living.
乃是秘诀乃是基督在那里活。
This is the great secret of grace.
这是在神恩典中极大的秘密。
We must decrease.
我们必须衰微。
He must increase.
他必兴旺.
This is what the Apostle Paul is saying, but not I.
这就是保罗所说的, 然而这原不是我。
I remember discovering another verse as a young Christian.
我还记得我发现另外一段经文,
Philippians 1:21.
他乃是说到这个腓立比书的,
1:21.
腓立比书第一章的21节.
It simply says, for me to live is Christ.
他说到说, 我活着就是基督。
That's the great secret, brothers and sisters.
这是一个极大的,
it's Christ living in us.
乃是基督在我们里面活着。
This is the grand climax that the Apostle Paul comes to in this special verse.
这个是保罗他的启示达到高峰的时候他所告诉我们的话。
I remember going to the pastor who led me to the Lord.
我记得有一次呢我就到那个领我 得救的那位牧师的面前
I said, brother, do you know what I discovered?
我跟他讲说弟兄你记得我现在发现了什么吗?
I told him, I said, I discovered that the Christian life was not me living at all.
我告诉他说我发现基督徒呢不需要过基督徒的生活
but Christ living in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
He said, brother, you're dealing with the deeper things of the Christian life.
那么这位牧师说, 哎呀, 你现在讲到的是非常深奥的基督徒的, 这个奥秘。
I was 6 months old in the Lord. How was I dealing with the deeper things of the Christian life?
我那时候刚得救六个月, 我怎能够了解圣经里面的深奥的真理呢?
These are the beginning things of the Christian life.
但是, 这个是乃是基督徒一开始需要学的功课。
These are the normal things of the Christian life.
这是一个正常基督徒的生活。
This needs to be our testimony.
这也需要成为我们自己的见证。
I remember being with a brother, you probably know some of you, Jerry Amon from Richmond.
我记得我有个弟兄啊, 叫做Jerry Amon, 你们当中也可能认识这位弟兄。
He's the brother I'm closest to.
他是跟我非常亲密的一个弟兄。We've
been together these 40-some years in Richmond.
我们在这个Richmond呢, 聚会了 40几年。
So long have we been together, we're like an old married couple.
我们两个像那个结婚很久的老夫妻。
People call him Kenny and they call me Jerry.
他们有很多人有时候叫他, 这个Kenny, 然后叫我呢, 他的名字Jerry。
They get us confused.
他们很多人都分不出我们两个人了。
But I remember when we worked together at the city of Richmond.
我记得我们两个在这个, Richmond市城市做事的时候。
We discovered this book called A Normal Christian Life.
我们两个发现一本书叫做《正常基督徒生活》。
By Brother Nee.
就是尼托生弟兄写的。
That book changed our life.
那本书呢, 改变了我们两个人的生命。
It changed our direction.
他 那本书改变了我们的人生的方向。
It changed our focus.
它改变了我们的那个重点。
And I remember when I first opened the cover to that book.
我记得我第一次翻开那个本书的这个封面的时候。
I read this in this preface.
我在那个前言中呢读到这一段。
These simple and profound words.
那些是这些是非常简洁但又非常深奥的话。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
他说不再是我乃是基督。
I can't express my joy to you in reading those words.
我那时候呢就太喜乐了我现在不能告诉你那个时候我多么喜乐。
I knew in my spirit.
在我的灵里面我明白了。
I may have only been 6 months old in the Lord.
在主里面我只有六个月大的小孩子一样。
But I knew in my heart.
但是在我的心中我明白这件事。
This is the secret of the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
But not I.
不是我。
This was the great secret that the Apostle Paul shared at the end.
所以在这个段经文的结尾的时候呢，是保罗在向我们分享这个秘诀。
Now in the authorized version, the King James version, it says, "Yet not I."
在签订本英文签订本的圣经里面说，然而远不是我。
And if you go back and look at borrow the word from the third phrase,
你如果这个 看那个第三段的时候
，the great secret even becomes clearer.
那么这个秘诀呢，就变得更清楚了。
It says, "I."
他说我
，yet not I.
然后又说然而不是我。
That's the secret of the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀啊。
That's the secret that's expressed in Galatians 2:20.
那就是在加勒太二章二十节所显明的那个秘密。
I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I.
如今我与基督同钉十字架，不再是我。
And here's the great secret.
这就是一个极大的奥秘。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But in that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
如今我在肉身中活着，乃是靠耶稣基督的信心而活，他爱我，为我舍己。
This single secret.
这是一个最重要的秘诀。
This single great secret.
这是一个的最伟大的秘诀。
Will make the difference in a life of struggling or a life of victory.
这个秘诀决定呢，你是一直就非常辛苦的过基督徒生活呢，或者是你是非常得胜的过基督徒的生活。
Here's what one said about this divine grace.
有人呢这样说到神圣的恩典。
The principle of divine grace, when really planted in the heart,
他说是这个神的恩典的这个秘诀，当他来到我们心里的时候
，will uniformly influence and amend the life.
马上呢就会影响我们的生命。
That's what it means in James about accept the implanted word.
就是为什么雅各说呢？存着温柔的心呢，接受所栽种的道。
And James 1:21 says, "Which is able to save your soul?"
是我们能够得着魂的救恩。
This implanted word is not just about initial salvation.
这个所栽种的道呢，不是说到我们起初得救的那个救恩。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候
and you receive the free gift of God,
你在神面前得到白白的救恩
and eternal life,
永远的生命
this is able to save even your soul.
但是这边所说的讲到恩典呢，乃是能够拯救我们的魂。
What a great secret.
这是何等大的秘密。
I,
我
yet not I,
然而不是我
but not I,
然而远不是我。
Listen to the way John the Apostle described this great secret in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9.
我们来看看这个约翰呢，在那约翰一书第四章第四节所说的那个奥秘。
Herein, as to us, has been manifested the love of God.
他说是呢，神呢如此向我们显明他的大爱。
That God has sent His only begotten Son into the world.
就神将他的独生儿子赐给我们。
And here is the great secret.
这边呢就有看到这个极大的奥秘。
That we might live through Him.
使我们能够靠着他得生。
I think many Christians might read this verse wrong.
很多基督徒呢读这段经文的时候，他领会错了。
They might read it that we might live for Him.
他们读的时候呢，他们读成呢，我们呢是可以为他活着。
But the great secret is that we might live through Him.
但是秘诀乃是说到我们是借着他来生活。
To me, this is what the Apostle Paul saw.
对我来说呢，这是保罗所发现的秘密。
You know, the Christian life can be simply defined.
我们知道这基督徒的生活呢，可以很简单的来定义。
First of all, He died for us that we never have to die.
第一点呢，主呢为我们死了，所以我们不用再死。
But there's another part of the Christian life.
这是在基督徒生命中的另外一个部分。
This is the great secret.
这边也有一个极大的秘密。
And the great secret of the Christian life is he lives in us that we never have to live.
另外一个秘密乃是基督在我们里面活着呢，所以我们呢就不需要再活。
Think of the vast grace of God.
你想到这个神极大的恩典吗？
He died for us, we will never die.
他先为我们死，所以我们不再永远的死。
We'll live for eternity.
我们要永远的活着。
Enjoying the surpassing riches of his grace.
使我们能够一直在永恒里面享受神的永不尽的恩典。
But beyond all comprehension, not only did he die for us,
不但是他为我们死了，
He lives in us that we don't have to live.
他又住在我们里面呢，使我们不需要再自己活着。
Not only did A.B. Simpson write that wonderful hymn,
不但是 A.B. Simpson 弟兄呢写过这个刚才我们读唱的那个诗歌，
but he made an incredible statement about this very thing.
他又说了一句非常重要的话。
He said, herein lies the great difference between the world's gospel and the Lord's gospel.
他说在世界所传的福音跟主所传的福音的最大的不同点。
This is the great secret of grace.
这是在神的恩典里面最大的奥秘。
Now, we don't enter into this all at once.
我们不是一下子经历这一切。
As we daily take up our cross and follow Him, we learn to live by His own life.
当我们每天学习怎样背起自己的十字架来跟随他的时候，我们就会再发现这些秘密。
The cross is absolutely important to the Christian life.
十字架在基督徒的生命中是非常重要的。
Pardon me, my pad keeps moving on me.
所以我的那个脚垫呢一直往后退，所以我要把它挪过来。
This is where I think I forgot where I was, brother.
这是我忘记我刚才要讲什么。
This is the secret. The essence of the cross is not I, but Christ.
那个十字架的意义呢乃是不是我乃是基督。
The Lord said, if any man is going to be my disciple, let him take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣说若有人要跟随我做我的门徒呢就要天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
He that saves his life will lose it.
若有人想要救他的生命必要失上他的生命。
He wasn't talking about natural life.
他不是讲到你这个肉身
的生命。But he who loses his life for my name's sake shall find it to life eternal.
但是为着我的名失上生命的就必找得着永远的生命。
The essence of the cross is not I, but Christ.
所以这个十字架的最终的目的就是不再是我乃是基督。
This is the great secret.
这是最大的奥秘。
The great secret is not a changed life.
这基督的这个秘诀呢不是说我的生命改变了。
Some people get the idea that Christian life is just a changed life.
有些人可能只有这个观念，就是我们基督徒的生活、生命呢，就是一个改变的生活、改变的生命。
I was once bad, and now my life was changed by the Lord, and so now I'm good.
我以前的非常坏，但是呢，靠着神的恩典呢，我现在变好了。
Hudson Taylor saw something so remarkable, so few Christians see.
那位这个戴德生弟兄呢就看到这一个秘诀呢是别的弟兄姊妹还没有看到的。
He saw that the Christian life wasn't a changed life.
他说他看到基督徒的生命呢不但是一个改变的生命。
He saw that Christian life was an exchanged life.
他更发现了基督徒的生活生命乃是一个替换的生命。
But not I.
不再是我
but Christ
乃是基督。
Well, that's the secret.
这个是那个秘诀。
Paul saw something else.
保罗呢在这边发现另外一件事。
Paul saw that grace was not a thing, but grace was a person.
他发现说，这个神的恩典呢，不是一件两件事，乃是一个人。
I think unfortunately we look at grace as an attribute or a thing.
我们呢，通常看这个讲到神的恩典的时候，把它当成一个事情，一个这个可以描述的事情。
And it's like every day we go before the Lord in prayer and we go to the divine vending machine and put in some money so we get grace for the day.
就有一些对神恩典的领会，就是好像是有一个神圣的这个贩卖机，对，然后呢，你放的什么几个铜板进去呢，然后神的恩典就掉下来。
I don't know what that means. Farmachi?
Yeah, 贩卖机, yeah. 贩卖机, yes.
Is that the vending machine?
Yes.
Now I have more Chinese.
Yeah, 贩卖机, yes.
For my chi. Okay. Brothers and sisters, what the great thing that the Apostle Paul discovered is grace was not a thing, but grace was in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, 保罗所发现乃是说，恩典不是一两件事，而是恩典乃是在这一位主耶稣基督的里面。
This is the great secret.
这是一个很大的。
What happened to the Apostle Paul that day on the road to Damascus?
你记得保罗他在这个到大马色的路上所发生的事吗？
It is true, heavenly grace appeared to him.
天上的恩典突然向他显现。
But heavenly grace appeared to him in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
天上的恩典呢，在基督的
And you know it wasn't just an experience of grace. Because he didn't respond in that way, did he?
因为他在那里对这个神的声音呢有回应。
You remember the Apostle Paul uttered these words, Lord, what shall I do?
你记得保罗问说，主啊， 我当做什么?
And first, Lord, who are you?
但是他第一句话问的是，主啊，你是谁？
He met a person.
他遇到的是一位人。
And in that person,
在那位人的里面,
he discovered all that grace was.
他发现神所有的恩典都在那个人的里面。
I think we often talk about our Christian experience. We say we experienced grace today.
我们说，我今天呢，经历了神的恩典。But
Paul knew better.
但是保罗呢，知道的比较更深一点。It
wasn't just grace he experienced for the day.
他不是说到这个今天呢，我经历了神的恩典而已。It
was knowing the living Christ as grace itself.
乃是认识到说，这个活的基督就是神的恩典。
He met grace in a person.
所以他那天呢，遇到这个在基督里面的恩典。
From that point, he grew in grace in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从那天开始呢，他在基督里的恩典中长进。
He saw what John the Apostle saw.
他看到这个使徒约翰所看见的。
In John chapter 1 verse 14.
在那个约翰福音第一章十四节的时候。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we contemplated His glory.
我们也见到他的荣光。
As of the glory of the only begotten Son of God.
就是神独生儿子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
满了恩典和真理。
Paul discovered this one. That was full of grace and truth.
保罗也看见同样这位基督是满有恩典和真理。
And in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 16,
在约翰福音的第一章第16节的时候,
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
他在那里说到，在主耶稣的丰满里呢, 我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。Grace
is not a provision you receive.
所以恩典不是就是一些供给我们的事物。
It is a person that makes available to you his endless and unlimited grace.
乃是基督把自己呢交给我们，成为我们永不尽的无限的恩典。
This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, "But not I, but the grace that was with me."
这就是保罗他所说的话的这个意义。他说：“然而这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。”
In Paul's writings, there's a special Pauline phrase.
在保罗的书信里面，你可以发现保罗喜欢用的一些词句。
He says it over and over.
他一遍一遍的重复。
I'll just read a few examples.
让我们读一些他的那个例子。
Romans 16 verse 20.
在罗马书第16章第20节。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
他说到 耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在。
Doesn't that sound like his secret? The grace that was with me?
就讲他讲这句话的时候，你是不是可以对照他所讲的？他说是神的恩与我同在。
First Corinthians 16 verse 23.
在哥林多前书16章的23节，他这样说。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
愿主耶稣的恩
You can see it again and again.
你可以看到这一遍一遍的又一遍的。
In all of his books, he uses the same phrase.
在所有他的书信里面，他用同样的话。
He could have said, "Grace be with you."
他可以这样说，让神的恩与你同在。
But he had a very clear understanding of what the secret was.
但他因为知道这个恩典的。 奥秘跟秘诀,
and the secret was the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
他来说到主耶稣基督的恩典,
there are too many verses to read.
这样的同样的经文有太多的地方。
But look at 1 Timothy 1:14.
来读到这个哥林多, 提摩太前书的,
1:14. But the grace of our Lord surpassingly overabounded with faith and love.
他说的，并且我主的恩是格外的丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里面有信心和爱心。
And he didn't stop there.
他并没有这样子停止。
He said, which is in Jesus Christ.
他说到说是在基督耶稣里的。
This is his secret, brothers and sisters.
这是保罗的秘诀啊。
It's not the grace that is from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不是说到这个从主耶稣来的那个恩典。
It's the grace that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是说神的恩典就是基督耶稣。
I hope you see this very clearly.
我希望你们众人呢也是看到同样一点。
John the Apostle uses this phrase to close the entire Bible.
我们知道这个使徒约翰呢，就用这句话呢来结束他所有的整个整本圣经。
Revelation 22 verse 21.
在启示录22章21节。
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints.
他说到愿主耶稣的恩典
This is the great secret. The Bible ends making this point.
圣经里面满了这一点。
Paul ended to the Corinthian church making this point.
保罗在写给哥林多教会的圣徒的时候，也把这一点重复加强。
Grace is not a thing. Grace is a person.
神的恩典。 不是一件事,
he said, but not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
然而这原不是我,
you know, a thing can't really be with you because it's not living.
如果是光是一件事的话，它不能与你同在，因为它不是活的。
I can have my keys in my pocket. And some people might say, well, your keys are with you, but my keys are in my pocket.
如果我的 车子钥匙在我口袋里呢，你不能说，你的钥匙与你同在。
But when I'm with Linda, Linda is with me because she's a person.
但是我的太太 Linda 呢，你可以说她与我同在，因为她是活的人。
Paul knew better.
就保罗呢，知道的更多。
He said the grace that is with me.
他说是神的恩呢，与我同在。
This is the great secret.
这是一个非常伟大的秘诀。
Listen to what it says in the end, the Lord's promise in Matthew 28.
你看看这个马太的最后主的应许。
Verse
28. 第24章的28节。
And behold,
看
了, I am with you.
我要与你们同在。
Even to the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
After that great commission was given, this was the promise.
当神把这个传福音的使命交给他们的时候呢，就给他们这个极大的应许。
He didn't just say, "I will send you aid."
他没有说到我要差遣帮助你的人来帮助你们。
He didn't just say, "I'll send the angels to watch over you."
他没有说我要差遣天使来保护你们。
He said this incredible thing in his last words.
主耶稣说到一个非常奇妙的事。
Before he was raised to the Father in heaven,
主耶稣被升到天上以前
，Behold, I am with you.
他说是，看到我要常与你们同在
，Even to the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
It reminds me of Psalm 23, verse 4.
这让我想到这个诗篇23篇的第四节。
You all know that song.
每个人都应该知道这个诗篇。
It says, Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
What is the secret?
这个秘诀在哪里?
For I am with you.
因为主说我要与你同在。
I am with you in that very place.
我要在死荫的幽谷中与你同在。
And then he said, Paul said in 1 Timothy 2 verse 1.
在提摩太前书第二章的第一节他这样说。
Thou therefore be strong in the grace.
他说是因此呢在基督里面要刚强。
Which is in Christ Jesus.
乃是在基督耶稣里面你要刚强。
There is one last point we should make before we close.
我要做结束以前呢最后一点。
There is grace and there is glory.
我们知道我们看到神的恩典我们也要看到神的荣耀。
There is something that follows grace.
有一件事呢会跟随着恩典。
And what follows grace is glory.
那个跟随恩典的乃是荣耀。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 we've referred to often.
我们知道这个彼得前书第五章。
But the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
When you have suffered for a little while,
等你们战受苦难之后
Himself shall make you perfect.
他必亲自成全你们
Establish,
坚固你们
Strengthen you,
赐力量给你们
Ground. That must not be a good,ground. Be ground.
是有根有基。
In other words, brothers and sisters, glory follows grace.
弟兄姊妹们，荣耀是在恩典之后。
I remember talking to Sister Wu the other night.
我记得有一个晚上，我和那个周五姊妹在谈论。
We talked a little bit about the Old Testament and grace not being very prevalent in the Old Testament.
我们提到旧约里面，似乎是神的恩典不是那么多。
Usually, when you look at grace in the Old Testament, and the word does occur many times.
但是你如果读到这个神的恩典在旧约里面呢，它确实出现很多次。
It's talking about finding favor in one's sight.
乃是在某一个人的面前蒙了恩。
Very often it's one who found favor in the sight of another person.
通常是讲到一个人呢，得到另外一个青睐。
But there is a verse in the Old Testament that is tremendous.
但是在旧约里面有一句话是非常伟大的。
Psalm 84 verse 11.
在诗篇84篇
I like the way it is in the old King James Version, the authorized version.
我喜欢那个英文签订本呢，它在这一节的翻译。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield.
他说是因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌。
The Lord will give grace and glory.
要赐下恩典和荣耀。
No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
他未曾留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the great secret.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个极大的秘诀。
At the end, it's not just grace.
到最后呢，不光是看到神的恩典。
But at the end, it's glory.
到最后乃是荣耀。
I think it's one of the most impossible words to define and define in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里面最难定义的一个字。
Here's what Brother Spurgeon said.
就是荣耀，就是斯波珍弟兄呢这样子讲。
There are just two things for me to talk about during this time.
他说是我只要讲到两件事。
The first gift and the last gift.
所以他讲到说第一个恩赐，第二个恩赐。
The Lord will give grace.
神要给我们恩典。
This is the first gift.
这是神给我们的第一个礼物。
The Lord will give glory.
神要给我们荣耀。
This is the last gift.
这是一个末后的礼物。
Glory never comes without grace.
荣耀呢，从不单独的来到我们。
But grace.Never comes without glory coming at last.
那么恩典呢，从来不是单独来，乃是最后要带进荣耀。
Another thing was said by someone.
另外一句话呢，也是另外一个人说的。
I think this is a beautiful quote.
这是很好的一个引用的话。
The Lord will give grace until it melts into glory.
神呢，要一时的把恩典加给我们呢。直到恩典呢转化成荣耀。
And then I think he gave a great definition of glory.
然后呢这个弟兄呢就把这个最好的这个对于荣耀的定义告诉我们。
Glory is nothing more than grace fully developed.
荣耀乃是神的恩典呢完完全全彰显的时候。
That's what the Apostle Paul experienced.
这就是使徒保罗所经历的。
That's what he was trying to say.
这是保罗想要告诉我们的。
In that famous closing argument in Romans 8:30, he said this.
在罗马书第八章三十一节，他是这样说。
But whom he has predestinated, these he has also called.
那些预先定下的人，他就召他们来。
And these he has called, these also he has justified.
那些招来的人呢，他又称他们为义。
But whom he has justified,
那所称为义的人呢，
these also he has glorified.
又叫他们得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, glory is the end of the complete work of grace.
弟兄姊妹们，荣耀乃是那个神完全的恩典达到完美的时候的结局。
A brother said this, I found this very clear.
弟兄说到这句话的时候，我觉得这是非常清楚的。
He said there is not much difference between grace and glory.
他说恩典和荣耀之间呢，没有太多的分别。
Grace is the bud.
I'll say again, please.
Grace is the bud and glory is the blossom.
哦，他说这个恩典是那个包芽， 那个荣耀是那个一个完全成全的开的花。
Grace is glory begun.
所以这个恩典是呢荣耀的开始。
And glory is grace perfected.
那么荣耀呢是完成的恩典。
This is the complete work of grace.
这是神完全的恩典的成全。
Brothers and sisters, look at Colossians 1:27.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们一起读这个哥罗西书的第一章的二十七节。
We will close with it.
然后我们就结束今天的信息。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
This is what the Apostle Paul was communicating to the Corinthian church.
这就是保罗呢向格林多的圣徒所要分享的。
Grace dissolved into glory.
但是神的恩典呢就转化变成荣耀。
The secret of his grace.
神恩典的秘诀。
Not I, but Christ.
原不是我乃是基督。
And his grace that was with me.
那神的恩典呢与我同在。
Brothers and sisters, that's the burden.
弟兄姊妹们这是我心中的负担。
I believe we should try to discover the surpassing riches of His grace that is in this single verse.
但愿我们能够在这一节经文里面发现神那极丰富的恩典。
It's not just saving grace.
这不但是我们当初得救的恩典。
It's finishing grace.
这乃是一个成全的恩典。
It's not just finishing grace.
这不但是一个被成全的恩典。
It's transforming grace.
这是使我们变化的恩典。
And in the end, it's grace that becomes glory.
到了最后呢，这个恩典呢，就变成了荣耀。
This is the secret.
这是我们今天分享的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
May we understand grace is our beginning and grace as our end.
让我们知道说我们是以神的恩典开始我们也要以神的恩典结束。
Brothers and sisters, may we discover grace that is towards us.
让我们发现说神的恩典是一直向着我们也为着我们。
Brothers and sisters, may we learn daily to cooperate with the grace of God.
让我们学习每一天呢在神的恩典中与神同工。
Laboring as he works in us.
让我们劳苦在这个神的恩典中呢来做成神的工作。
And may we discover the greatest of all secrets.
让我们发现呢在诸般秘密中就最大的奥秘。
Not I.
不是我。
But Christ.
乃是基督。
Yet not I.
然而这原不是我
But Christ
乃是基督
I yet not I
我但是不是我
But Christ
乃是基督
This is the great secret of grace
这是恩典中最大的奥秘
May the Lord help us
愿主帮助我们
Lord we just commit these words to you
主啊我们把这些话交在你手中
How in our lifetime we want to discover the complete work of grace.
在我们一生当中我们要发现这个完全的救恩。
We don't want it to be said of us in the end when we see you that we were those that lacked the grace of God.
当我们最后人生的终结遇到你的时候我们不要听见说在我们的生命中缺少神的恩典
We pray the Holy Spirit will enlighten these words
我们祷告愿圣灵能够从这些话语中发出亮光来
Say what we cannot say
能够使我们说到我们不能够说的
Bring it to life in our daily lives
并且在我们 日常生活中呢，能够使恩典成为活的。
And cause us to be those that understand the great secret of grace.
并且使我们能成为那一般能够认识神恩典奥秘的人。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Could we have asked for or received anything better?
我们说那领受的能够超越这个吗？
Thank you for this great mystery.
主啊，我们为着这个极大的奥秘来感谢。
And we ask you to do your work in us.
我们祷告求你在我们的里面做成你的工作。
Until we see you in glory.
使我们能够在有一天在荣耀里能够遇见你。
And then together we will confess.
然后我们在一起呢，承认。
It was grace upon grace.
在他的丰满里，我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督祷告，圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you want me to leave this?